Friends, good morning. It is so good to have you here. It is so good to be together again. I invite you to sit back and allow the music of the prelude to center you into our time of worship together this morning. Good morning, friends. It is good to be together again. What a gift it is to gather together each week. Whether this is your first Sunday or your 1,000th Sunday with us, we are glad that you're here. Please take a moment to let us know you're here, either by filling out the attendance form in the green welcome pad at the end of your row, by clicking on the chat link over Zoom, or by following the QR code in your bulletin. And take a moment to fill out a prayer card if there's a particular joy or concern on your heart this morning. The children will gather them up a little later in the service. The kids will also be gathering any food you've brought for the food pantry. The item of the month was canned fruit. Now, we also collected items last week, but because we forgot to send out the usual reminder, we decided to make this a second chance Sunday, just in case you brought something along. After the service this morning, we hope you'll join us for an expedition across the street to the Juniata College Museum of Art. We'll get a special showing of their latest exhibit, part of the Soul Shot Portrait Project. This project links artists with families or friends of victims of gun violence. The artists meet together with the victims' loved ones to learn about the lives they lived and then create a portrait that tries to capture the essence of that person, that helps tell their story. We hope you'll join us. Eddie and Shelby have prepared some snacks for the group. They're down in the fellowship hall after the service. They'll help tide you over until lunchtime. Next week, we have a cool opportunity for you as well. It's our new 21st Century Faith series. In worship, we'll be reflecting on the story of the Good Samaritan and asking how our understanding of the question, "Who is my neighbor?" is shifted by the realities of the 21st century world we live in. Then, after worship, one of the experts among us, Henry Thurston Griswold, will lead a conversation on what it means to be neighbors in a global society, reflecting on issues of immigration and what it means to be a global citizen. I am really excited about it. You don't want to miss out. This week in worship, we're joined by Morgan Knepp. You probably know Morgan from her days at Juniata College. She's back home now with the Everett congregation most weeks, but she still rings with the Stone Church choir from time to time. Morgan is currently serving as the moderator for the Middle Pennsylvania Church of the Brethren District. That's the group of 50-some churches of the Brethren in our area that work together to support one another and continue the work of Jesus here in our region. The moderator is elected to serve as a spiritual leader for the district. Morgan has served faithfully for nearly 2 years now, supporting our congregations around the region. This morning, she'll wrap up our Faces of Faith series, where we've been telling the stories of lesser known, though no less faithful, characters from the Bible. She'll share the story of Anna from the beginning of Luke's gospel, and also share with us some of the lesser known, but no less faithful, faces of faith that she has seen in her travels across the district. We are in for a treat. So I invite you to please stand as you are able and join me in the responsive call to worship printed in your bulletin. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Blessed are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. My soul longs, even faints, for your courtyards.
My heart and my body rejoice out loud to the living God.
Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise.
A single day in your courtyard is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Blessed
are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise.
Thank you. Our scripture reading for this morning comes from Luke chapter 2, which means that we are in a place where Jesus has just been born. And so we hear that when the eighth day came, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they, his parents, brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. So, guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. And so Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. It is time for our children to collect up any prayer cards or canned food that you may have and come forward. Good morning, my friends. I have a book for us to read together, so you might want to come around so that you can, actually, I'll go down one more step, so that you'll be able to see. Oh, do you guys want to be able to see?
I remember this.
I know. Yeah, have you read this?
No.
So, in our scripture reading this morning, we heard about Anna. Well, maybe you heard about Anna. Well, Anna was looking for possibilities. She was 84. You were listening. So she was looking for possibilities. And this book
is a way of helping us look around at the world for possibilities. It's called Just Because by Matthew McConaughey, and I hope that the adults are going to be able to see it. There we go. Okay, here we go. Just because they threw the dart doesn't mean that it stuck. Just because I've got skills doesn't mean there is no luck. Look at that. Just because they let you down doesn't mean you gotta get low. Just because they're clumsy doesn't mean they have no flow. Just because you answer doesn't mean you heed the call. What's she doing with that dust? Yeah. Just because I'm at the top doesn't mean I cannot fall. Just because I let go doesn't mean that I stopped climbing. Just because I mean it doesn't mean that I'm not lying. Just because I'm finished doesn't mean that I'm done. Do any of you do this?
No.
Every night. Just because you got the gold doesn't mean that you won. Just because you wrote it doesn't mean that I read it. For Vita's party, do not eat. Just because I did it again doesn't mean I don't regret it. Just because you can pull it off doesn't mean that you should do it. Look what she's taking. Just because you failed doesn't mean that you blew it. Just because they say it so doesn't mean it happened to me. Look at her. There's how I see it, how you see it, and what will come to be. Just because you threw shade doesn't mean I'm out of the sun. Just because they shut me down doesn't mean I have not won. Just because you're wailing doesn't mean that you're a crier. And just because I lied doesn't mean that I'm a liar. See what he's doing? He's saying he did it. Just because you can choose doesn't mean you have a choice. Just because they don't hear you doesn't mean you have no voice. Just because it's silent doesn't mean that it's not loud. Just because you're alone doesn't mean there's not a crowd. Look at all the things on her mind. Just because I'm dirty doesn't mean I can't get clean. Just because you're nice doesn't mean you can't get mean. Just because I'm going in circles doesn't mean that I'm dizzy. Just because I'm sitting still doesn't mean that I'm not busy. Just because we're friends doesn't mean that you can't burn me. Just because I'm stubborn doesn't mean that you can't turn me. Just because I forgive you doesn't mean that I still trust. There's what you do, there's what I do, and yours is not my must. See, they can do different things. That one does look fun, doesn't it? Just because it's fiction doesn't mean it can't be true. Just because you want one more doesn't mean that you need two. Just because you're a bully doesn't mean that you're strong. Just because it felt right then doesn't mean it won't feel wrong. Just because a hand is clenched doesn't mean that it's a fist. Just because I'd rather not doesn't mean I don't take risks. Look at her diving in there. Just because I'm in the race doesn't mean I'm fully ready. Uh-oh, her shoe's untied. Just because you're shaking doesn't mean that you're not steady. Just because you follow doesn't mean you're not a leader. Just because I keep winning doesn't mean that I'm a cheater. Look how hard he's working. Just because we disagree doesn't mean that you're not right. And just because it's dark doesn't mean that it's night. Just because the sun is set doesn't mean it will not rise, because every day is a gift, each one a new surprise. Let's pray together. You can repeat after me. Dear God, help us be surprised by all your possibilities. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks. You can go. You can go ahead. You can take it back.
Our hearts are heavy this morning, our souls
are dying.
We grieve alongside our siblings in faith. Comfort Becca and her family following the death of her mother Val this week. Hold her tenderly and her dad Mike and her brother and sisters as they mourn. Bring your peace to Donna and her family as they too grieve after the passing of her mother Evelyn on Friday. Lord, have mercy. Be with Lori and her family, remembering and honoring the life of her brother who died last week, and with Yvonne and her cousin Sid, whose mother Helen died this week at the age of 100. Take care of Bruce's Aunt Joanne, too, and those who love her as she nears the end of this life's journey. Lord, it is so much. Walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death, giving us faith to see, even when vision fails, faith to see some sure sign of your kingdom as these loved ones pass from life into life. Take care of Kathy's dad, Richard, who's trying to regain enough strength to be able to have a heart valve replacement this week on Tuesday. Bless Janice's neighbors, David and Linda, as Linda was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. Give strength and healing and hope to all those we love living with cancer and with cancer treatments, to Samantha and Calvin, Pam and Jennifer and Jody. Here too are prayers this morning for Amy, who broke her femur and had surgery to put a rod in. Bring healing, we pray. We lift up Tom Gill, starting intense therapy for lymphatic lymphoma. We pray too for blessings, for Karen's son and future daughter-in-law as they exchange their wedding vows this Saturday. Bless them with many long and happy years together, we pray. God, please bring healing and hope to Lieutenant James Wagner, injured in the line of duty as he remains in rehab, trying to regain the use of his legs. Be with all those police officers in harm's way as they try to live into their mission to serve and to protect. Help us as a society to create supports